Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Zayin. We're starting Siman Yud. Avagav Shemitzah La'anig Shabbos B'chomini Oynig. We said that there's a mitzvah Oynig Shabbos, so Kressel Shabbos Oynig. A person supposed to enjoy Shabbos. B'chomakam Lo Yimshach Kol Hayom B'zeh. The person should not spend the whole day just partying and celebrating and having a good time. El Hashachus Mispalin B'karon Mispalin Musaf. So the first thing a person does is they have a davening, which is respectful davening. They're not just trying to rush to davening to be able to get to eat. They daven shachris, they learn the Kriyas HaTorah, they daven musaf, then they have the rechila, which they enjoy the rechila. Misharago lishan ma'at, yishan ma'at, and a person should sleep as well. It's also a element of tainug and Shabbos. Shina b'Shabbos tainug is Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, Shina b'Shabbos Tainug. The Chayyim recommends sleeping just a small amount. The Piskei Mishnah points out that the Rizal used to sleep a longer period of time on Shabbos. Some say that's not a right from the Rizal to us, because the Rizal had tremendous giluyim while he was sleeping. He could have malachim coming to him while he was sleeping, etc. But on the other hand, a person enjoys that. There's a long Shabbos to learn. Still, besides that, a person should sleep. But the point that Chaimonik wants to get to is, person should make sure that Shabbos is an opportunity to sit and learn. So a person is going to sleep a lot. So between davening and eating and sleeping, there's not too much time to learn. So he says that the person should make sure that he doesn't sleep too much in order to be able to have an opportunity to learn on Shabbos. Now he says the following: part of the purpose of Shabbos is to break away from the rhythm of the week, the grind of the week, where a person does not have an opportunity to learn. And Shabbos gives a person an opportunity to learn. Person learns the whole week, learns seriously during the week. So he has Baruch Hashem been learning during the week. See, he can actually relax more on Shabbos and use the Shabbos more for relaxing. However, a person does not have the opportunity for learning during the week is mechuyev to use the Shabbos as a vehicle, as an opportunity to have time to learn. So after Shalshudas, especially in the summer, there's plenty of time after Shalshudas. The person has Shalshudas in the afternoon, and there's still an hour or two to go till Maariv. The person should go back to learning. A person shouldn't hang around schmoozing, etc., using his opportunity, squandering the opportunity for more learning on Shabbos. Alternatively, a person should say, use the opportunity to say Tillim, Tfilas to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that the day should be shared with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Shabbos Hayom Hashem. The Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy that day, but at the same time, a person needs to use the opportunities presented to become closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But now, the Chayim sets a new point. A person needs to take care of something Motzei Shabbos. So a person wants to go to sleep on Shabbos afternoon to allow him to stay up later at Motzei Shabbos. So the law is that is mutter. However, a person should not speak that out. If it's not nicker that he's doing an act of hachana of sleeping on Shabbos after Shabbos, it's not appropriate to use Shabbos as a vehicle to prepare for after Shabbos. But if a person does not speak out why they're doing it, so it's not obvious why they're doing it. It could be understood that he's doing it because he wants to enjoy the sleep on Shabbos. It's the element of Arnik Shabbos. So a person should not explicitly say the reason why he's sleeping on Shabbos is to be able to stay at Motzei Shabbos. To have him mechem lechol, because it's like he's been mechem lechol. So there's two problems over here. One is that the issue of a hachana. The second one is, here the person can sleep on Shabbos and actually use it as part of earning Shabbos. He says, no, I don't want it for earning Shabbos. I want it to prepare for the weekday. So it's even worse than just the regular hachana. He's sort of denying the process of the sleep for Shabbos and the enjoyment of that, and taking it away from Shabbos and simply giving it to the weekday. So a person is mechon on Shabbos, something which is not a Shabbistic thing. So it's not taking away from Shabbos and giving it to the weekday. But here he's taking away the shina on Shabbos, which theoretically could be for Shabbos. So let's say, for example, Shavuos is Motzei Shabbos. So a person wants to sleep Shabbos afternoon to be able to stay up Motzei Shabbos, Shavuos, to learn. So you can't say it's a problem. He's been doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. A chana for a mitzvah is mutter as long as there's no melacha involved. On the other hand, even in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah says a person should not say that, because let him sleep the same Shabbos and have the oinig of Shabbos. So the person, even though the person's intent is to prepare for Motzei Shabbos, to be able to stay awake, which is not problematic because it's the Tzarech Mitzvah and the Tzarech Yom Tov, but it's still inappropriate to do that, to take away the enjoyment from the Shabbos, as it were, and assign it to a different purpose. Have a good day.